The Gemara Daf Nun Beis brings down a brisa, and the Gemara says on it that there's a kasha on this brisa of a lace nagar below by nagar de frakine. There's not a nagar or bar nagar that's able to answer this kasha. So what is the meaning of this expression nagar bar nagar? Rashi says nagar bar nagar chacham and chacham, chacham the son of a chacham. The shaila is, why does the word nagar mean a chacham? Why is the Gemara use that lashon over here? If you look in the Masar Sashas, it brings down that the if you look in the targum of the word charash is nagar. Nagar is a charash, is a carpenter, some type of uman who's able to build things with his hands. That is a that's called a charash. And the targum is nagar, so nagar is referring to a charash. But charash still doesn't explain why we use that lashon to refer to a chacham. Why would charash be the word which is used, at least the targum of that word, to refer to a chacham? And I think the pshat could be, if you look in the pasuk in Malachim, Malachim Beis Perek Chaf Dalet, in pasuk Yidal, the pasuk over there says that it's talking about who was Gaila with Yechaniah, and it says v'chol acharish v'hamasker, the charish and the masker were also Gaila. And what does it mean acharish v'hamasker? So the pasuk pshat in acharish v'hamasker is a carpenter, like we explained, the different types of umnim. But the Gemara in Gittin says that Daf Peches Rashi brings it down over there that it's really referring to people that are chachamim gedolim b'tayra. Like the Gemara says that a charash is a person that when he opens his mouth, kulam shayskim charash b'shash b'payschen nasal kol kecherish, and everybody becomes a kecherish. Everybody becomes as if he's not able to speak, and for that reason he's called a charash. Even though the pshuto shomeg a charash is a carpenter, but api the drash of Chazal fakir, a charash means a tam chachim gadol, that when he speaks, everyone else is a cherish and masker is kemen shesargim shuvein payschem. And after they, when they say what they say, no one else is able to say anything. In other words, this is the highest level of Talmud Chacham. That's what the Charash and the Masker is referring to. So it could be for that reason. When the Gemara says Nagar, Nagar is a reference to the pasuk of Charash, which Charash really doesn't mean a carpenter, but really means a Talmud Chacham. And therefore that became a bitoy for someone who's a big Chacham. A Chacham and Chacham is referred to as a Nagar ben Nagar.